Good morning. 9:55 a.m. on January the 11th, 2014. Saturday morning. Almost 10 o'clock. Okay. 17 and a half on the first half. Good. So we're making good time. Despite the fact that I started somewhat later this morning, I just was lazy. It was dark and it was cold, and at 7 o'clock, when I would have normally disconnected from everything and headed outside, everybody was still asleep in the house, so I didn't want to go. This is my excuse. It's a rationalization, I know. I didn't want to open the garage door because it makes a lot of noise and wakes up everybody, or wakes up my wife. The kids will sleep through thunderstorms and fireworks and everything else in the streets. So yeah, the kids aren't the big problem. It's the wife. She doesn't sleep very well. She does sleep. Try not to disturb it. So as a result, it was somewhat later. I got started out and realized I was hungry. I didn't have my breakfast, so I stopped and got something to eat before I left, which made me even later. But here I am. Yesterday, I finished. I thought I finished. As I'm walking along this morning, I realized that I'm not quite finished. Yesterday, the day before, I finished incorporating all the edits that Karen Conlon sent to me. And then yesterday, I went through and corrected all the punctuation errors, because the tools that I'm using are not necessarily the most consistent, in large part because I change between tools. Generally, I use LibreOffice. And LibreOffice, while it will deal with smart quotes, the little curly quotes that open on one way and close on the other way when you use them, it has something of a problem with apostrophes. Probably because I haven't told it to use curly apostrophes or smart single quotes or whatever it is. I suspect that there is a setting somewhere that I haven't used properly. So I had to go through and find all of the instances of single quotes, so words that were quoted within a quotation in dialogue, and all the instances of straight tick apostrophes and make them actual apostrophes, which took quite a lot of the day. I was surprised how much time it took. Also helped out a buddy with some extra eyes on a manuscript, and I did a few other things like deal with kids, make dinner, clean the kitchen. Those little details that get in the way of everything. So, yeah, I didn't get as far yesterday as actually formatting the book. And as I'm walking along this morning, I remembered there is an additional punctuation that I need to pay attention to, and that's the M dash. And that some of the dash dashes did not get translated correctly to M dashes. And some of them are still set off by spaces, which they're not supposed to be. That's supposed to be word M dash word, not word space M dash space word. And I've got a few of those still left in there. So I've got one more little find and replace pass, and I hope I don't mess it up. But yeah, it's coming along. It's I'm very gratified with the way the book has turned out. I was thinking about it yesterday, and it's like, wow. My goal as a writer, my goal as an author, is to have each book better than the last in some way that I can point to and say, yes, better. And Hermit is actually, I think is the best book I've done. It's got much tighter point of view, thanks to Karen Conlon, who pointed out some errors that I made in point of view. She pointed them out in other contexts, but I recognized it as soon as she pointed out the error that she was pointing at was actually a point of view break, so I had to fix some sentences so that they were correct. She's also got me using more adverbs. She's also got me using more words than just said. And while Elmore Leonard notwithstanding, I think having a bit of variety, having a bit of dialogue tag that's not said actually helps the story. Having the odd ly adverb helps the story. Although now that I think of it, I can probably rephrase some of those. She really had a hard time with barked and huffed in terms of laughter. I don't know how to talk about those two kinds of single syllables. The kind of aspirated, silent, almost muttly-like laugh, and the single the single barked laugh. And I use those, both of those, way too much. But I did write the book in 20 days. Today's the 12th. Jeez. No, today's the 11th. Tomorrow's the 12th. Tomorrow's Ishmael Wong Day. Tomorrow's the anniversary of when I first started writing fiction seriously. So that's cool. I have so much little detail work that I need to take care of. It's not getting done. I need to go into Libsyn and change all the title covers to match the artwork that is currently on the books. Because I've got new artwork on pretty much every book there, and what shows up in Patio Books right now is the old original Amateur Hour covers, which do what I needed to have them do at the time, but which in hindsight are certainly less inviting than the covers I have now. I also need to do taxes. Taxes should be relatively straightforward because I don't have anything else this year that goes into my accounts. All I need to do is total up the accounts and I don't have really any expenses to speak of that I can take out of the income, so that's going to be a big bite. I didn't go to BaltCon. I did go down to, I forgot about that, I did go down to Mile High Con. There's some minor expenses there. A hotel room for two nights. Parking was, for all intents and purposes, free, so I don't claim mileage. And I didn't buy any inventory or any supplies this year, so yeah, it's a relatively clean year. All I have to do is figure out how much I earned and send the government about a third of it. Luckily, I still have 80 or 90% of it left, so So that's good. Did I buy ISBNs this year? I think I did. That's $500. Monk pole. And yeah, I bought 100 ISBN numbers. So yeah, that's something I have to, I can deduct along with my Northern Colorado Writers and my Rocky Mountain Writers memberships, which are small. I actually studied accounting in school. I should use that to stay a little more on top of what I need to do financially. That would be a good thing for me to do on a monthly basis. Particularly since I'm regularly getting checks now once a month. So I need to go download my PayPal transactions, because there's some deposits there. Patio Book still pays me through PayPal. And there's some expenses there. I think I renewed my website there. I should probably take off for the annual subscriptions to EVE Online, but I'm a little leery of doing that for fear that they're not going to really count that, or we'll look sideways at that on a statement. I'd much rather prefer to have to pay the taxes than to suffer an audit, because that would be a pain in the ass that I really can live without. It's not like I make that much money that an audit is going to show that much more if I don't deduct very much. And I honestly and in good faith represent my income. There's no reason for them to audit me. Now, if I had six figures of income and spent six figures in expenses, that might be a red flag. But that isn't happening. Not even close. So it's a beautiful sunny day. I took my gloves off, I pushed the heavy hood back. I still have on the fleece hood, but I took my gloves off. My hands are not freezing off. Sun feels good. Some little birds chirping. Some dogs barking. I'm gonna go buy a dog here in a minute. Guy walking his dog with his coffee in his hand. Slippery streets, jeez. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. Okay, back up the sidewalk. Streets are just slick, holy cow. Maybe it'll get warm enough today. It was already almost above freezing when I left the house. I think it was like 27 degrees, 30 degrees, something like that. It's not quite cold enough. It's not quite warm enough to melt yet. There's no sign of wetness. Oh, wait, there's a little bit right there on the tar. So yeah, I guess it's warming up a little bit. Where the sun has been shining for a while, there's a little, some signs of meltage. Damp tar, wet tire tracks. So yeah, it's coming. And to turn north, walking along the park, looking at the winter landscape, the burdocks with their little spiky head sticking up, the last year's cat nine tails with the fur all raggedy and hanging. It's a little bit of a breeze. There was more breeze when I started than there is now. A little bit of a breeze. Things are moving a bit. It was quite a lovely morning. It's quite blue right overhead. The horizon has a bit of haze to it. So there's some moisture in the atmosphere, I guess. Plane going overhead. Some lenticular cloud over the mountains. It's pretty. They roll in waves. Really updraft on the other side of the mountain. Goes up into the sky and pushes the clouds up into a cup shape. There's a car that sounded really bad. Ice underfoot, always a challenge. Okay, we're almost back. Tell me, Endomondo, how they do in the second half? I'm gonna say 18, 18, 20. Well, 18 minutes. I was off by 20 seconds. That's not bad. That's not bad on an 18-minute pass. So, here I am, crossing the last street, coming up to the back gate. That point in the daily walk where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.